Today is June 29th, 2022. Today in GQDN, we talk about Pokemon Go, some Ubisoft news, some opinions about the Nintendo's Mini Direct, and a little bit of Blizzard news. But today we start with an article from DualShockers.com. And it does say that Cyberpunk 2077, the QA partner Quantic Lab, did respond to some allegations. And here is what they had said. Quote, "All our customer agreements are confidential, but in general, global publishers are working with several QA outsourcing companies, not depending solely on one, in addition to internal QA resources at developer level. In most cases, each project we undertake is unique with regard to project requirements. Project direction is agreed and adjusted accordingly as per real-time requirements with our colleagues." Very, very interesting. So, I know there's a bit of back and forth on Cyberpunk 2077. Everybody fell on different sides on that. So that does shed some light on the subject, but maybe not in full. But now we go to GameInformer.com and we find out that Blizzard has acquired some Spellbreaker developers to work on World of Warcraft. So this comes from Blizzard Entertainment. Quote, "We're putting players at the forefront of everything we do, and we are working hard to both meet and exceed their expectations." That's what Blizzard President Mike Ybarra said in a statement. Further quote, "A big part of caring for our teams is making sure that we have the resources to produce experiences our communities will love while giving our teams space to explore even more creative opportunities within their projects. Poor Littrette is a perfect fit for supporting Blizzard's mission and bringing high-quality content to our players more often." So a little requirement, a little acquisition. So we go from there and we hit on NintendoLife.com. And they had a bit of a back and forth on what we talked about yesterday in Nintendo Direct Mini, all about the different third-party games that's coming out, either transferring from other consoles to Nintendo or coming out exclusively for Nintendo. So they were pretty much, as I could see it, up and down about this. But if you go check out Nintendo Life, there's also a bit of a poll going on, and you can see where you fall if you enjoyed Nintendo Mini Direct, which, if I got this right, over 60, maybe over 70% of players did rather enjoy it in some form. So, did you enjoy it? Was there some ups and downs to it? You can let them know on their poll, and you can let me know at Joe Brums or at Group Quest. Now, we get a bit of an update from PushSquare.com, and they're saying that the PS5 and PS4 games for PlayStation Plus is now, or will be available for July. And, as what we said yesterday, Crash Bandicoot 4, Dark Pictures Anthology, Man of Medan, that's only for PlayStation 4, and Arkageddon for PS5 and PS4. So, what you think about that? Hey, at least it's free for these times. Now, a game that's going to be out soon comes to us from Kotaku.com, and they are saying that Ubisoft's Skull and Bones has been leaked online via the Xbox Store. So, the game will release sometime this November, but we shall see when. There has been some trouble with the development, but hey, some games do have trouble, don't they? So, we'll see what happens. It could get delayed again, but it was spotted. We'll see. Anyway, now we go on to GameSpot.com, and there's a bit of a game bundle for only $7. So, here's the thing. Sometimes you get some Steam keys, or you get offered some Steam keys. And sometimes there's like a 5% off coupon for your next order. But with the Steam Summer Sale, you could find some really, really cheap stuff up on Steam, like Monster Hunter Rise, Tiny Tina's Wonderlands, Cyberpunk 2077. So what we said yesterday is what we're repeating today, but it's more like a strategy if you want to save money. Keep in mind, your Steam already has a wallet to it, so it depends on really how much you have in that wallet, and do you want to add more to that wallet, okay? That's all up to you. Now we go on to some, we'll end on a sad note basically, and it's also by GameSpot.com. And Bloomberg, they said, is reporting that Pokemon Go devs did cancel the Transformer game and three others and are laying off as many as 90 people. That is, Niantic is cutting between 85 and 90 jobs. So, essentially, we're starting to see some streamlining from companies because of what is expected by the overall government. With inflation and trying to fight that inflation by raising interest rates. And in the gaming world, this is, to me, what is going on. So there's some games that are not going on with this, and that's very sad. But we know what is not sad, that we are a part of Audible and a part of patreon.com/thegroupquest, which you can find both links on thegroupquest.com. This has been, well, actually I should say, you can find everybody at donforge.com. Check out our Twitters at groupquest and at donforge. This has been a Donforge production, 2022. All rights are reserved. We will see you tomorrow with maybe some more hopeful news. We'll see. Until then, I gotta finish cooking and go play some games, people. Bye-bye.